I was going to say this Tuesday is Election Day, but I guess more accurately, it's the end of the Election Day period with the increased use of mail-in voting and in-person early voting here in New Jersey, which, by the way, as far as early voting in person, your last day to do that is today from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. No appointment is necessary. If you can go to your county clerk location on the web, you can find out the place to go or the places to go where you can do your early in-person voting later on today, again, between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. with no appointment necessary. Then everyone in charge of anything to do with Election Day, they take a breath on Monday, with Tuesday being the vote in person at your polling place day. Poll hours are 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. Of course, they make accommodations for any voter with disabilities. Find your polling location. You can go to vote.nj.gov. A couple of situations you might be confronted with when you go to vote in person. It's called a provisional ballot. And that's cast by a voter whose eligibility to vote can't be confirmed at the polls that day. Or if you've applied for a vote by mail ballot. If after the election it's determined that the voter who cast the provisional ballot was indeed eligible to vote, then your ballot will be counted as a vote. A lot of people also wonder, do they have to vote for the party that they're registered with? Well, in a primary you do, but in a general election you don't. Another question people have is whether their vote would be counted if they decide not to vote for any one or two, maybe candidates or a ballot question. Answer to that is yes. If you decide to leave a race or a question blank, your other votes, they're legit. They'll be counted. Now, when it comes to poll watchers in New Jersey, no, you can't just show up with your lawn chair and a beer cooler and say, I'm keeping an eye on you. I'm watching. Doesn't work that way. Challengers, as they're officially called, can be present at any polling place in any election district. However, they have to be appointed per district, per political party, candidate, or if it's a ballot question, a proponent of that particular question. There's no spur-of-the-moment self-declaration, I'm making myself a poll watcher. Now, you can watch the results later and then gripe about it on your social media page, but it's about as close as you're going to get to being a poll watcher in New Jersey.